Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I saw statistically on third and long, they are the worst defense in efficiency on third and long in the NFL. And I was trying to figure out why. I mean, it can't just be that Chris Jones hasn't been the same player, right? They still have good scheme. They can still blitz. Spags good at that historically. The corners haven't changed from a previous year. It's not like there's been some big drop off. They still have Trent McDuffie, right? He's still on the team. Jalen Watson still on the team. Hell, Christian Fulton's even playing at least a little bit now, even if it's not as much. So, like, being that bad on defense on third down to me can only really come down to one of two things. One is that it's not just Chris Jones, but the entire pass rush is one of the worst in the NFL.
Right.
And statistically, it's not, weirdly, it's not the worst in the NFL. You would think that it is just based on watching this team consistently week in and week out. I think that they have the issue of, I think Spags has blitzed less because he's afraid of getting burned on the back end in these closer games. And I think that they're going to have to be and risk being more aggressive back closer to what they've been. This last game against Denver was their lowest blitz rate of the season. And I think that they're like 3rd and 15, you know, Bo Nix won't get us on 3rd and 15. Chris Jones will get pressure. Karloftis will get pressure and we'll be fine. And they weren't. And on those moments, even on 3rd and 15, I think they're going to have to go back to what they used to do back when they were winning games regularly and by a lot, which is even on those downs being aggressive. Some of it's play and some of it's talent. I'm not deciding that, but you shouldn't be dead last.
It's never one thing with any of this kind of stuff, but I think very clearly that if you were to say the number one reason why the Chiefs have struggled on third downs, it's the front four. It's the front four not being able to consistently get after the quarterback. So yes, Chris Jones is part of that equation. So is Karloftis. And more importantly, I would say it's that they do not have the third piece in there like they had a year ago. And honestly, I think we all underestimated the departure of Turk Warden. Now, I would not have paid him the contract he got. That's even with seeing the results this year.
Replaced him in a different way.
Yeah, yes. Turk Warden was a really, really nice third option or so. Mike Dan was better a year ago. Charles Omenihu, of course, late in the year when he got healthy, was an impactful player. This year, there's been glimpses, but it just hasn't come together yet.
Could some of this be Justin Reed? That they don't have the coverage skills in the back end of the, they're not as lined up as well because they don't have, we talked about this before the season, a veteran safety that they've always had on their defense the entire time.
I mean, Jaden Hicks is barely even playing though.
I don't know what
the exact snap percent, but like not as much as we thought. Let's put it that way.
What I'm saying is maybe they miss having a veteran safety. Veteran safety seem like they'd be important on third and long specifically, don't they? Somebody to make sure that people are at the distance they need to be, stop things from going the way they're going. Like,
no, it could be. I would say at some point, though, you know, when you have guys that you drafted a year or two earlier, or you have a veteran still back there in terms of being able to help kind of coach up Mike Edwards. I'm not saying his individual play, but just somebody that you at least brought back, I thought, to kind of coach up some of the young guys too in the secondary. At some point, you do have to hand the keys off. Like, so this is like, I get why they moved on from Justin Reed. I'm not second guessing that decision at the time. You might be right that it has hurt them, but I understand why they moved on.
And
it was time to get, it was time for Jaden Hicks and other guys to step up. But I still think so much of this is they have to blitz to get pressure. The front four do not generate consistent pressure. Chris Jones just simply has not been as good. Even if he's being double teamed, he just hasn't been as clutch of a player in the biggest moments. Kind of like how we say Mahomes on offense. I mean, when we agree that they're struggling in these tight moments, one or two plays, A year ago, Mahomes made every play, and a year ago, Chris Jones was more impactful. If we're really like dumbing it down to the biggest stars and leaders on the team, that's why. But bigger picture, yeah, I think Steve Spagnuolo is going to have to blitz Daniel Jones and take the risk that he's able to be really, really smart and quick with his reads, and they're going to beat you, and Tyler Warren goes after, goes off against you. So be it. But you, to me, have to go down swinging, as in blitzing, after Daniel Jones. You cannot sit back and just let him carve you up.
Cody, are you talking from like a leadership, from a communication and leadership standpoint more than anything else? Because
yes.
Is that what you're talking about in regards to Justin Reed more than any play sort of thing?
We talked about this in the offseason, and this is why I'm bringing it up now for the first time, because they're struggling so much in this area. When Andy Reed took over, he immediately was like, I need a veteran safety, a guy who leads this defense, and they went out and got Tyrann Mathieu. And then immediately after Tyrann Mathieu was gone, they spent top-end free agent safety money on Justin Reed to get yet another veteran guy who knew what he was doing. This year, they just said, good luck, Connor. Good luck, Cook. And we'll use Hicks more, although he's playing less than 50% of the snaps at the moment overall. And said, we'll go that route instead. And what's happened is they've gone single high safety, and it's been more linebackers. And then Connor got stuck in this wash of playing corner instead of really playing safety for a while. I don't think they've solved safety at any point this year. And I do think safety is an important thing for third and long. Pass rush should matter for third and long. But with 15 yards, you shouldn't need a pass rush to keep their ass off the field.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Like, you shouldn't need a pass rush to keep them from getting a first down. It's 15 yards.
I would agree with that. You know? I think there's probably some truth to, going way back beginning of the season, we were wondering about Christian Fulton, and, he finally just really played in a game this past week, that they have not been able to mix and match and find out who, I guess, in Spag's mind, that he either trusts or he thinks is most effective. No Williams, we looked really good early in the season and promising. He suddenly is not really getting on the field anymore.
Nope.
They at one point Joshua Williams was back there, then he was inactive. Like, they have not found the right combination of guys, and it's November 20th or 21st now. November 21st, they have not been able to find the right combination. Usually that's something that Spags has excelled at. And I don't know what the exact reason is that, what the reason is for that. Is that all coaching? Is it just some players truly just have not come along as much as they would like? Something has really been an issue with finding the right pieces to have on the field at the same time, personnel-wise, to what you're saying. I just think the simple answer is that they don't get pressure on the quarterback. And I just think whether it's Daniel Jones, whether it's going to be Dak Prescott on Thursday, a week from yesterday, they have to blitz. And if they don't get home, yeah, they're going to get burned. But I think that's how you have to go and approach it kind of the rest of the way.
What's crazy is I'll say they're 19th in the NFL in sacks.
Okay.
They are three off from being top 15. So it's like they're not good enough, but they're not so bad that there's no redeeming qualities to it. Now, obviously, they're way off of Denver and Houston. Denver's, by the way, as much as you just watched Houston's defense last night, Denver is still 16 sacks ahead.
And they just got eight last night.
Of Houston. So, like, if you just, and maybe this, it hasn't updated with last night's game, so at best they're still eight sacks
off
ahead.
Yeah.
If for whatever reason ESPN's hasn't updated the number yet, although it does say 11 games, and they've played 11, I think. So that'll give you some sense of where those two teams are and the differences between it. Look, they're not good enough, but I still think that I think it's a multitude of problems, but they got to be better on third down, plain and simple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.